Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. Jeremiah 17 and 14. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. How many times have you wondered if God will heal me? Does God want to heal me? Those are the questions that so many people around the world have today. And we're going to talk about that right here on Intentional. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. How many of us have heard that term before, or the name Jehovah? And we thought, well, that's just a particular denomination who will use the name Jehovah. But that's not true. Jehovah Rapha in the Septuagint really means the Lord your healer. Jehovah means the existing one or Lord. So whenever we say Jehovah, we are saying the Lord exists. And as a matter of fact, he is the self-existing one, meaning that Jehovah doesn't need me to exist. I am the reflection or the image that states that he does exist, but he doesn't need me to exist. The chief meaning of Jehovah is from the Hebrew word hava. It means to be or to exist. When Moses saw the burning bush, he turned aside to see this bush that was burning, but was not consumed by the fire. And when he approached the bush, the voice that spoke said, "Take off your shoes, for the place on which you stand is holy ground." Moses received the commission, the call, the commandment to go and deliver God's people out of Egypt because they had become the Egyptian culture and they were not that culture. They were Israelites and were of Israel. And Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" And God said, "You tell them that I am, I be, I exist." Because until that moment, they did not know the God who spoke the worlds into existence. They did not know the one who formed the stars, the moon, the sun, who will cause the trees to grow, the grass to grow, the flowers to bloom. They did not know that force of life. And God wanted to reintroduce himself to his people. Jehovah, the I Am, the self-existent one. Rapha means to restore, to heal, or to make healthful. Healthful. Full of health. And we combine the two words to get Jehovah Rapha, who heals. Jehovah who heals. He is the Lord God, the great physician, the one who heals the physical and emotional needs of his people. The one who wants to take your beaten, broken, cast away life and make it all new, all over again. With our hospitals being so full that people are being treated in the ER, I've come to the realization that people, we need to hear the message from the healer, the deliverer, the one who saves and transforms us, the great physician who wants to meet the needs of his people. We see in Exodus 15 and 26 in the Old Testament where the name Jehovah Rapha is used. Because God needed a people that could receive his presence, his anointing, his energy, if you will, so that he could manifest his goodness and his glory. Acts 10 and 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And ladies and gentlemen, my dear friends, God is with us today. While so many people still want to fight and squabble and get into these tit for tats, these arguments over who's right and who's wrong. At the end of the day, it's God who created this entire earth and the universe. And it's his power that we need, regardless of your culture, your belief system, regardless of your background, where you come from. Everybody needs to know that God is the creator. You may call him by different names. Jehovah Rapha is one of his names. Why? Because it's one of his attributes. We serve God who is manifested in many different ways. And I often tell people that if you are in trouble, you're in a crisis, and you want to say, hey, God, he will answer. You want to say, yo, Lord, help me. He will hear you. He will answer. Today, for us in this teaching, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. He's the self-existent one. And not only does he heal us physically, he wants to heal us emotionally and mentally. Because of the finished works of Jesus, he's already provided a way for us to accept that finished work so that the healing power of God can be manifested in our bodies, in our minds, in our families, in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. That's what he wants to do. After all, the work has already been done over 2,000 years ago. Jesus paid the price. Isaiah saw it happening in the book of Isaiah. He said that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Peter looked back at it and said, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Past tense. Matthew 8 and 17 says, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So since it has already been done, this teaching today is to remind us of that finished work so that we can access what is already ours. It is not that we're begging and pleading with God to heal our bodies, heal our minds, or heal our marriages. We are asking because we know that is already done. We are asking because he says yes. You know, regardless of what you may have the capacity to do, the financial capacity to do for your child or for someone in your family, if they don't ask you, many times it will not get done. Why is that? Even though you may see that there's a need, you're waiting for them to ask, to show faith in you, to show confidence in you. That's what God is doing. He's our Father, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Father. You may not have grown up with one, but we can grow up in spirit with one who will never leave us nor forsake us, loves us, want to take care of everything that pertains to us. He loves us just like that. All throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can see Jesus in action. We can see the presence and power of God manifesting and showing favor to the people that were around him, the people who reached out to him, even if they had little faith, If they had little faith, they reached out to him. And when they reached out to him, they received what they reached out for. Even those, remember Lazarus? He was dead. He couldn't reach out. But Jesus called him forth and said, you know, they need to see the presence and power of God in operation. So we're in a place, ladies and gentlemen, in our lives, in this planet right now, because of all the chaos and confusion that's all around us. We can't watch the news without getting upset, and it pulls on our emotions. When you hear news of 13 children being enslaved by their parents and abused, or you hear news of people of human trafficking, of rape and molestation and murder. And you hear all of this and you feel in your body, you feel it in your body, in your soul, and you're thinking, my God, what is happening to the world today? I can tell you what is happening. There's a cry in spirit for people to return to Jesus, to return to God, to begin to seek him with all of their heart and all of their soul and all of their mind, realize that we can do nothing independently of him. When people begin to walk away from these basic principles of spirituality, we open the gateways of hell and wickedness and darkness, and those things come in to try to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said in St. John 10, 9 and 10, and you've heard me mention this before, and I'll stay with it because it's true. The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. As we take a look at some of these healing scriptures, I want to remind you that these scriptures are not for a selective group of people. They are for you. You right there that may have a diagnosis, that may be going through some kind of physical challenge, and you are reaching for healing, and you've tried every modality that's available, and still you feel empty. You feel as though that you will not receive the manifestation. You don't know where else to turn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to the power of God, you can lay down the tuning forks. You can lay down the palm reading. You can lay down the crystal ball, the tarot cards. You can lay all that down, because when it comes to the power of God, all you need is mustard seed faith. So let's take a look at this scripture in Mark 11 and 22. This scripture reads, have faith in God. For if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you sayeth shall come to pass. You will have whatsoever you sayeth. And ith means, when you hear the word sayeth, it means habitually say. You can say it one time and it's not magic. Even if you do a mantra, affirmation, confessions, you don't just do it one time. It's habitual. You make it a practice. It becomes part of your meditative practice. So as you habitually say it, it shall be. I believe what Jesus said is true. Every word he spoke, I know is true. Above all other truths that may exist, he is truth himself. And he said, if you will have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to mountains. Your situation in your life is your mountain. Your issue is your mountain. I don't know what that looks like for you in your world, but I know it's your mountain. And your mountain is saying to you, I'm bigger than you. I'm tougher than you. I'm stronger than you. But I want you to know your mountain has come against Jehovah Rapha. And it is no competition for Jehovah Rapha. Remember, he created the mountains. He created the grains of sand. He created everything that exists. He created the oceans. He created the stars. He created everything for us to enjoy. So therefore, mountains must move. And when you see mountains as an obstacle, as a hindrance, as a stopping place, remember that mountains can be climbed. You can go around them. They don't last forever. You can go under around them. You will make a way when you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. And I know your doctors may be telling you, well, you know, you got 6 months, 4 months, whatever. You know, if you buy into that, if you believe that, according to your faith, be it unto you, you can have faith for the detriment of your own life. You can have faith for your own demise. But if you turn that around through the preaching and the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you will receive the finished works of Jesus and know that God has already made provision for every issue, every challenge, every disease that you will ever encounter in this world. You have the power resident within you as a child of God. And you may be thinking, but Dr. Faye, I'm not really a child of God. I'm not a born again Christian. I don't even like Christians. I don't even like believers. I don't like church, and I don't like you. But you don't have to like me to know that God loves you and he wants to heal you and manifest his glory and his love to you. You're just the one that he wants to know, you to know how much he loves you to the full, to the overflow. So much so that Jesus had you on his mind before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb, before you ever were thought about, before you ever came forth. He had you on his mind when he was on that cross. On that cross. The cross was the great exchange. It was the exchange of all of our sins, all of our unworthiness went upon him, and all of his righteousness came upon us. All of his worthiness came upon us. What great event, what great truth, what revolutionary change took place on that day that Jesus died upon the cross. Because it wasn't over, it was just beginning. Those who had been broken, battered, abused, and cast out would now have access to the permanence of a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. No longer would we be separated from God, separated from the goodness of God, separated from the peace of God, the manifested health and healing of God. Jesus became the door to everlasting life. And everlasting life, it begins when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He takes over, he completely takes over when we yield to him. Everlasting life is eternal life. It is the life force that keeps on giving. It is the life when everything around you seems like death and doom and gloom. It is God's life, God's form of life, breathing into every cell of our bodies.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health. Sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Jehovah Rapha is the Lord God who heals. In Matthew chapter 8, there was a leader in the Roman army called a centurion because he had at least 100 men under him. He heard his servant, whom he had a special bond with, was sick. And when this centurion heard about his servant being sick, he went to Jesus and he asked for help. And he told Jesus this. He said, "My servant is at home, paralyzed and in bed." Remember, you have to ask. He cannot move and is suffering terribly. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion said, Lord, I do not deserve you coming into my house. You should not even walk underneath my roof or across my threshold, but rather send a word. What kind of power is this? Send a word for my servant. The centurion wasn't coming and asking for himself. He was coming to ask for his servant. What kind of servant was that? Such loyalty, such love, such passion to see that his servant was healed. He said, my servant is sick. He said, but I'm not worthy for you to come into my home. See, the centurion was a Roman soldier and his Jesus a Jew. And he said, I don't deserve you coming into my house, but I know if you'll send the word, I'm a man of authority, and I recognize an anointing on you as a man of authority. I know power when I see power. I know presence when I see presence, and I see presence on you. I see glory on you. And I know if you speak a word out of that mouth, I know that that word will accomplish what you please and prosper where you send the word. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that the words that we speak are spirit and they are life. If you say you have a disease, then you have it. If you continually, habitually say such things, then those things become a part of you. They become your makeup. They become how you respond to situations and circumstances. When you habitually say it, you begin to believe that, and that becomes part of your DNA. It changes you. The centurion recognized authority, and he said, if you'll just send that word. He says, I know you can say go and they go, and you can say come and they come. I know if you send a word, just like when I send my word as my servant. My word becomes my servant. Did you hear me now? My word becomes my servant. It goes to work for me. It goes to do what I command it to do. It has legs. It has arms. It has wings to go and soar. The word will not return unaccomplished. But when I speak it, it will accomplish what I please and prosper where it is being sent. And Jesus said, he caught Jesus' attention. He said, look at this guy. What's up? This guy being a Roman soldier. He understands what power is. He understands the power of word. He understands the power of heaven. He understands the presence of God. He knows authority. And Jesus said, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel, not among my own people have I found this level of faith that he knows and understand that when I send the word works and the word works always. Let's read this. Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. What does that mean? There will be those who will hear the truth and will not be able to receive it because they're so stuck in receiving the negativity, receiving the dark reports, not receiving the reports of light that said that we are healed. What is your report today? What did the doctor tell you? What diagnosis are you sitting with in your body right now? You don't have to be. I am a witness. You do not have to be. Whatever sickness, whatever disease has come upon you, you do not have to settle for that story. You do not have to write your obituary based on a diagnosis. Are you hearing me? Because Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. And I know this is difficult for some of you to wrap your mind around it, but it's not your mind that he's after to be wrapped around this. He's after your heart. Once you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your belief factor goes up. Your belief-o-meter, faith-o-meter goes to a whole nother level. Once you are a child of God, your faith begins to blossom. It begins to grow. You can't receive when you don't believe. Once you become a believer, that changes. And in that same chapter, in verse 16, it said that later that day, Jesus went out, and there were many people who were demon-possessed, who were brought to him. You know, sickness is a devil. If you don't think it's a devil, watch people who are on dialysis or who have been in their final stages of cancer. I've observed sickness so closely far too many times than I had cared to. But life has its own navigational controls. And sitting there and watching my mom pass away and watching a female cousin recently sitting at her bedside praying with her and watching her take her exit, it's not a pretty picture. Always. It isn't. Some people leave gracefully. Some people leave peacefully. And some people leave as if they're entering a nightmare. When you watch people who transition and they exit these bodies, you begin to think differently and you begin to realize that sickness is truly a devil. And Jesus did not come to put sickness upon us. He did not come to give us cancer or heart attacks or mental disorders or drama emotionally. He came to give us peace. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals, the Lord God who restores, the Lord God who makes it all better again, the Lord God who makes the crooked places straight and the rough edges smooth, the Lord God who turns captivity captive, the Lord God who takes the chains and shackles off of our soul and set us free. So he cast out the demons out of the people that were brought to him. The Bible says he cast the spirits out with his word and healed all who were sick. There's so many passages of scripture, and I don't know how many, that actually said he healed them all. He cast them out. He healed them all. That means that he's no respecter of person. He wants to heal everybody. He wants to heal you. And you may ask, well, Dr. Faye, I don't know. Then why doesn't God heal everybody? I don't know. But I do know he wants to. Why are there roadblocks? I don't know. But I do know he wants to. And regardless of which modality you use, which tool you're using to bring healing. I interviewed someone and they used some type of Hawaiian ancient tradition to receive healing. God doesn't care. She got out of bed. That's the end result. She was healed. If he told Naaman to go wash in the muddy Jordan and he was healed of leprosy. Yes, yes, and yes. So regardless of what he tells us to do, we must be willing to receive that. He may tell you to go through surgery. He may tell you to go on a fast. He may tell you to get off of meat or get off of whatever it is you need to get off of, whatever, you know, that thing that you own. He may tell you to stop that. And if he tells you to stop that, then stop it. Therein lies your healing. He may tell you no more sweets for the rest of the year. That may be your healing. For diabetes, I don't know. But whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you will hear his voice, Jehovah Rapha wants to heal. I want you to understand that and have that as your takeaway today, that he is Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord God who heals, and he always is willing to heal. He is not telling you, no, I'm not going to heal you. I've ministered to people where they have been in a struggle. Part of them wanted to go and part of them wanted to stay. And I found myself in the middle of the struggle with them. And I have to find out what side they're on. What side do you really want to be on? You want to be over here or you want to be over there? And whichever side they decide, then we've got to go there. My mom decided, she said, I'm not going home this time. I thought, I'm not going home. She said, no, I'm not going home this time. And she began to tell me about what she wanted to wear and make sure this was done and that was done. She began to share those things with me. But she didn't want to. She was done. She was just done. And so everything toward that end led to that, ultimately, her exiting her body. And you may say, well, she was sick and, you know, she was older and she was this and she was that. No, she was done. She was just done. Some people feel it. They know it. And they're exercising it in every way they possibly can to say, I'm leaving this town and I'm not coming back, right? They're checking out. And there are people who struggle. And I don't know if that's for you, but I do know if there's a desire for you to be healed and you're reaching out to God, He is not turning His back on you. And you may be thinking, well, Dr. Faye, you don't know what I did. Maybe God hasn't forgiven me. Then you need to listen to the podcast, the teaching that's now in podcast. It says, you know, removing the clouds of condemnation. Go back and listen to it. It will revolutionize the way you think about you. You are worthy. God is not trying to destroy you, to kill you, to show you something by putting cancer on you. Now listen, in the midst of what you're going through, in the middle of what you may be experiencing, God will use that to elevate us. He will use that to teach us, to train us, to motivate, encourage us, to get us out of some of the things that we've been stuck in. He will use it. I don't believe anything goes wasted, but that's not His perfect work. It's not His perfect way. He wants to heal and deliver you, but you need to listen to what He has to say. He wants to cast out the spirit of infirmity, sickness, and disease and cause you to rise up and walk again. In Matthew 9:35, it tells how Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues. He went proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease. He healed them all again. He healed them all. All. You're part of the all group. You're part of the healed group, not part of the sick. You're part of the healed. In Matthew, as we continue to read in Matthew 9, when he said he healed them all, when heaven manifests, sickness and disease become a thing of the past. When the life of Christ, the everlasting life, manifests, sickness and disease has to lose his stronghold. As we said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Jesus changed the culture. Jesus changed the DNA. Regardless of what your parents may have had, regardless of what your grandparents may have had, you may be a third generational person who is saying that everybody before me has had diabetes and hypertension. Well, the buck can stop there. You don't have to participate. You can choose to remove yourself from that equation. You can choose to remove yourself from being part of that family lineage as far as disease legacy. You can choose to change the dynamics for your children and for the generations that will come after you. You do not have to receive that because that passed on in your physiology. Because now, as a born-again child of God, you don't have to have it. We've been indoctrinated to believe that. You notice how when you go to the doctor and they'll ask you about your family history. And I said, what do you want to know about them for? Well, that helps us to know what. No. Then you decide my future. You don't need to know my people. If you want to know my people, you call them. But, you know, I'm not going to tell you all the things you need to know about them so you can decide where you're going to pigeonhole me. I'm not going to let that happen to me. So, Dr. Faye, aren't you supposed to, so they can know how? No. You can do that if you want to, but that's not for me. I don't believe in telling you all of that so you can just decide how you're going to treat me. No, look at me as an individual for who I am, the way I present my blood, my body, and then let's take the trip. But not based on my great-great-grandparents. No, that's not going to happen. Jesus died to bring us back into fellowship with the Father, into righteousness, into reconciliation. He came to redeem us. That meant that he bought us back. He purchased us through his own blood. Yes, he did. He reconciled us, which means that he brought us, he delivered us through his death, burial, and resurrection. He restored us. We'll have to meditate upon these things and let them become a part of our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. And every day begin to pray prayers of wholeness over our lives, prayers of nothing missing and nothing broken, beginning to declare and decree divine health over our lives. Do you know how many negative things you've said over your own body? How many prophecies have you spoken? You've declared and decreed things over your body. I have some, I know a person who actually says all the time, I talk to them, well, you know, I'm getting old. I thought, boy, you can help you. I mean, you know, years are passing. We get that. We do get that. But you don't have to adapt all of your behavior to the calendar. Well, you know what? I'm 50 now, so I should be wearing this, doing this. And you start going in that direction, you know, and determining how your body should feel. Well, you know, you're going to have aches and pains. Why? Why? You're going to have this or you're going to have that. Why? You don't have to have any of that because Jesus Christ has paid the price. He's took upon him the sin of the world, and he gave us the righteousness, the healing, the deliverance, the peace, the joy. Oh, what a wonderful story. And it's a good one with a great end. Uh-huh. This scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, waiting in the presence of the Lord. Being in a position that you are listening to the voice of God and not being led about by your body and its conditions and what it means and what it's trying to tell you because of the calendar years. He restores our youth. He gives us strength. He gives us energy. He gives us power to overcome sickness, to overcome disease, to overcome depression, to overcome fear, to overcome anything that would try to paralyze us, bind us, hinder us, block us, because he loves us just like that.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In Psalms 103 and 4, it says, he redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. How beautiful is that, right? So that we can be healed, and we can be healed right now. He's satisfying us. He's making us okay with where we are. He's doing for us the things that we could not do for us ourselves because he loves us so much. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. As we prepare to pray with you, I want you to position your mind. I wanted to teach you the word so to build your faith and to encourage you, to let you know Jehovah Rapha is in the house. He's in your house. He wants to heal you, manifest his goodness and his glory. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I'm going to help you, folks. I'm going to uphold you with my righteous hand. I got you. I not only have your back, but I've got you. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 5, he talks about that being free from strife and that we can forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. For the love of God is shed abroad through the Holy Spirit in our heart. Many of us are stuck because we have not forgiven. We're holding unforgiveness there. And we're holding fear. We're holding some negative force, some negative energy, some devil, some demon, some hellacious thing on the inside of us. And we cannot live with full expression of life because we have these blockages in our soul. So in order for us to be completely healed, we have to first repent. Repent just simply means turn to God. Turn to God. The other stuff falls off when you turn to God. So we repent and we pray the simple prayer that I've taught you, and I'll continue to teach it to people around the world. I'll continue to teach it. Father, forgive them through me with the same forgiveness that you forgive me with. Father, love them through me with the same love that you love me with. And call that person's name. Father, forgive Charles through me with the same forgiveness you forgive me with. Father, love Charles through me with the same love that you love me with, so that you can be free. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. We quoted First Peter 2:24. Jesus bore our sickness. He carried my pain. And we give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed them. And Psalms 107:20. He sent his word, just as Jesus sent the word to the servant, centurion's servant. He has sent his word and healed us. How does he do that? We open the Bible, we read the word, and we begin to declare and decree divine health over our own bodies. We begin to declare and decree that we are healed. We begin to declare and decree that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwellings, for he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And we say this habitually. We make it a part of our mantra, our daily proclamation and affirmations and confessions. There is work to do, ladies and gentlemen. It does not come by osmosis. We have to participate in our own health and healing. Physician, heal thyself, and to your own self be true, so you can't be false to anyone. As Jesus prayed, our Father, he was praying for us. He said, I've overcome the world. And he was praying that we would overcome the world. In St. John 17, one of my favorite passages, and I call that the Lord's Prayer. And that we would be one with him as he was one with the Father. He's given us abundant life, and we receive that life through his faithful word. And that every organ in our body is being healed right now. And I declare that and decree that for you right now. Those of you who are listening, that the healing power of God is flowing through your body, through every cell in your body, through every muscle, bone, ligament, and tendon, through every part of you, every artery, every vessel is being affected by the presence and power of God today. I know that there is healing in the Word of God. You can go to every conference and buy every means of every type of tool and instrument that there may be out there to buy, and try every supplement and try whole foods, organic foods, no foods, alternative, whatever, whatever, whatever. You've gone fishing all night and you caught nothing. Now it's time for you to let Jesus in your boat. Now it's time for you to say, Lord God, save us. Now it's time for you to say, Lord, I believe, I receive. Now it's time for you to say, Lord, the doctors can't do me any good, but you are my great physician, and I'm trusting you with my body. I trusted you with my life. I gave you my life. Surely I can give you my body, all of my life, the rest of my life. Galatians 2:20 make a statement. The Apostle Paul made this statement. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for me. This life that I'm living is not the life that you think I'm living. The life that I'm really living is the life of the Christ that's living on the inside of me. Therefore, this life that I am living is not really a natural life. It's a spiritual life. And I'm looking to spiritual answers, right? I can't look on the outside for what I need on the inside. I've got to seek the inside for the inside stuff, right? If I needed something on the outside, my clothing, my shoes, or natural food, then I need to take that in. But if I'm needing spiritual maturity, then I've got to go in the house. I can't get that from outside of the house. I have to go in the house, find the coin that was lost, find the identity, find the destiny, find the purpose, find the truth that was lost, and resurrect that thing. Amen. So as we forgive, we can receive the healing power of God. As we learn to let go of things that have been holding us bound, we now receive the health that we've been asking for. And I know that there is a woman in the Bible who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She had issues. She had a lot of issues for 12 years. And she had spent every dime she had. She spent all of her money. She'd gone to every physician, and I'm sure she had the best. Because obviously she was a woman of great means, because she's been spending money. So she had some substance there. And she went and she couldn't get healed. But she heard about Jesus, this man, this guy who was in town. And everywhere he went, people were following him. Yeah, he was multiplying fishes and loaves, and he was raising dead people. And people who were blind were seeing again. Lepers were being healed. The lame was walking. Wild things were really happening. Demons were being cast into pigs. But she heard about this man, Jesus. I don't know how much she heard, but she heard about him, and she heard that he was coming to town that day. He was coming to town, and so there was a great throng, a great multitude. There was a lot of people. The population was out that day, and they came and they were crowded around him. But this woman, I'm telling you, she's my favorite hero. This woman, in spite of her condition, because she wasn't supposed to be in public, right? She wasn't even supposed to be there, but she defied the law. She didn't care what other people thought. She didn't care what it looked like. She didn't even, at that point, 12 years spending all your money, you do not care what you look like. So she did not care about what people thought. The Bible said that she began to think within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Who thinks like that? Who thinks like that? She said, I believe. Faith began to rise up within her. You don't even have to get to the man's foot. You don't have to get to his feet. If you can just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I believe I'll be made whole. Her faith was activated right there in that moment when she thought within herself that if she could touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible teaches us that she pressed her way through the crowd. She moved past those crowded things in her head, those thoughts that were telling her that you cannot be healed. You know what the doctor said. You know what they said. You know, everybody is telling you, you cannot be healed. So she could have listened to the voices in her head, but she ignored those voices, and she got in touch with another voice, that inner voice, the voice of the subconscious. She got in touch with the voice of spirit within her, and she moved in the right direction. How many of us need to hear the voice that can mobilize us in the right direction, that can get us moving toward destiny and purpose, toward divine help? And so when she got to him, I can imagine the crowd. And here she is pressing, weak from having lost so much blood, no strength, no energy, but she had passion and determination. She would not be denied. Not that day. She was like Rosa Parks on the bus. Like, I just don't feel like going to the back of the bus today. I'm going to ride the front. I don't care what it looks like, what you folks are thinking. I am going to move this mountain of circumstances out of my way. So she moved that mountain of circumstances. Mentally, she moved them. Mentally, she moved them. And when she moved them in her mind, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When she moved them in her mind, she moved them out of her life. The mind is a very powerful tool. When she moved them out of her mind, she moved them out of her way. And she pressed through the crowd of circumstances, moved her mountain, and she was able to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And when she touched him in the midst of all of the crowd, Jesus spoke these words. He said, somebody had the audacity to touch me today. Somebody touched me. And the woman was there trembling. He turned around and he saw her trembling. And she said, it was I. It's me. I'm guilty. I did it. I got to you. I had to touch the hem of your garment. And in that moment, she was made whole, completely healed of her infirmities. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you've got to press through today and what you've got to get rid of in your head to get past all the stuff that's been crowding you away from being whole. But today is your day, and I can declare and decree in the name of Jesus as we begin to pray that the power of God is resident within you to manifest healing and deliverance right where you are. You too can be healed. Just as that little woman was who pressed through, today is your pressing through moment. Today is your hour of deliverance. Today is your day to get it done. Just get it done. No more waiting in the wings. No more just waiting in the shadows for your day of healing and deliverance. Today is a good day to be healed. Today is a good day to not worry about your blood anymore, to not worry about those kidneys or your pancreas or whatever it is for you. Your heart condition. Today is a good day to be healed because the day star is here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this people. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be a voice of reason. I thank you, Lord God, that there are people who are listening who are saying, Lord, I feel the transformational power working in me. I don't understand it, but I know your presence is here with me right now. Father, I thank you for moving by your spirit and allowing the anointing, your presence to destroy yokes and set captives free. I speak to cancers to dry up. I speak to heart conditions to be healed. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is powerful. And when we speak to situations and circumstances, they have to go. Father, I thank you right now that whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever pain, is being eradicated right now in those who are stretching and pushing and receiving. We give you praise, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that all diseases are subject to the name of Jesus, and that sickness and disease will not dominate your bodies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that the life and power of the blood flows within every single person who's listening. Thank you that Galatians 3:13 says that we have been redeemed from the curse and we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and that your blood is flowing within our bloodstream. Thank you that your blood is flowing through every red blood cell, white blood cells. We know that you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness by whose stripes I am healed, they are healed, we are healed. We thank you that this is a living, breathing reality. We thank you that our bodies are the temple of the living God and that you love us so much that you did not leave us nor forsake us. And that the work that Jesus did on Golgotha's hill is a finished work. There is nothing that he did not do. There is nothing that is left undone. And we bask in your presence today, Father, shouting healed, delivered, and set free. Because Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who exists to heal. You exist to restore. You exist to make well. You exist to make us whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Father of all hope. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining me for another intentional. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I invite you to join me every day. I'm the 7-Eleven talk show host here on AmericaOutloud.com. You'll find me at 11 a.m. every day, Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday for the Energy Bar. And we're back on Saturdays for Energy to Miracles, and then here on Intentional every Sunday, your faith-based Out Loud radio program. I invite you to visit my network page, my show page, at AmericaOutloud.com/Dr. Faye, where you are able to make your Sunday donations. Time for offering. Go and bring an offering to us at AmericaOutloud.com. patreon.com/DrFay. Help to support the broadcast and the work that we do. So you can make your donation on our donation page. And also, I have a free gift for you today. Well, semi-free. For a donation of any amount, you can go to churchgirlmarketing.com and download the Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. You can download an ebook today, and that's for a donation of any amount. So thank you for doing that. Do it right now. Do it right now while you're listening. Don't forget, it's always good to give, and we'll continue to encourage you to do so. Join us for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure today at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, another daily right here on AmericaOutloud.com. Save us in your browser, share it in social media, go to iTunes, like and review. Appreciate that so much. It makes a difference. Share us with your network of friends across social media. We appreciate all of that. Download the app so you'll have us in the palm of your hand and listen to us via Bluetooth while you're riding in your car. God bless each of you. Don't forget, we love you out loud. I'm Dr. Fay, and you've been listening to Intentional.